This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. We're doing the live Saturday edition, and you can, of course, take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Some disturbing drug-related news. I've got a few different stories here tonight. One of them about the United States absolutely failing to stop Afghan opium poppy growth despite spending $7 billion. Plus, the DEA is back at it in California. I don't know if they ever stopped, but they're continuing to raid medical marijuana facilities. But, Mark, you've got something that strikes closer to home for anybody that's got kids in the government school system, and that describes probably a lot of people listening to this broadcast.
A lot of people that have kids, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, lots of people do have kids, and if you've got kids, they're probably going to government schools.
In all likelihood.
So what is the story that you want to share?
From Fox4KC.com, Mapleton, Utah. A homework assignment at a junior high school in Utah was quickly rescinded when a parent complained there was an invasion of privacy. The students were told to write down the type of medications in their family's medicine cabinet. They were to list the medications, when they expire, if they're FDA approved. One of the mothers posted the homework assignment on Facebook, and it spread like wildfire on social media. No doubt. It makes perfectly good sense that it was. Although it's maybe a good idea for parents to do an inventory of their medicine cabinet, I believe it's inappropriate for students to counsel their parents or report to the school what the inventory is, said apparently the mother of a student. And I think that this is absolutely true.
And this is elementary school? Is that right?
I don't have the grade here on this one. I don't know. So it is, I mean, that's really the whole of the story. Kids were given an assignment in health class, and I can see how a health class.
So it wasn't DARE class then?
It wasn't DARE class. Okay. I can see why a health teacher would say, hey, you know, it's a bad idea to have expired medications, and maybe you should go through your medicine cabinet and take a look at that. And, of course, if you tell a kid to do something, you're going to have to make it into an assignment because otherwise they're not going to do it. Hey, you know what you should do? No, that's not going to work out. So if you turn it into an assignment, then you'll find out that information. But this is the government. This is a government employee, a government bureaucrat sending home our, least savvy to basically find out whether you're committing a felony or not.
Yeah, that's scary.
If you've got pain relievers, specifically narcotic pain relievers, which are prescribed all over this country, and they're expired or they're in somebody else's name,
going to prison.
You know, it's not like anybody listening to me. It's not like I have never possessed a prescription drug prescribed to somebody else.
It's common. And it's especially common within a family, right? So
sure. I mean,
it's one thing to give a friend something, but it's really fairly common with family members saying, hey, I've got a headache or whatever, or I've got some pain. I know you got some Lortab. Can you give me one of them?
I mean, I ruptured my eardrums scuba diving, and a family member gave me one of these, hydrocodones or something like
that's
that.
That's a felony.
Yeah, it's a felony.
It's a felony for them to give it to you and a felony for you to have it.
Right, and this is the thing that...
Which is ridiculous.
A lot of, the pretentious of us who think, oh, it's a nation of laws and it's sure, you know how you don't get in trouble? You don't break the law, stupid.
What have you got to hide?
Right, well, I'll tell you what. If you think that way, let me bring a cop into your bathroom, and we'll go through your medicine cabinet before you've had a chance to.
Yeah.
Now, this is essentially what this school has done. Now, I'm not saying that they intended to catch anyone. This school rescinded this policy when parents, basically came out with the torches and the pitchforks.
They're claiming it was a mistake, and it's a good thing that parents responded in this way. And I wonder if parents in other areas, maybe California, for instance, would be more obedient. Would there be an area of the United States where people have been would be less likely to speak out against this. Would just this assignment would go on without a really anybody saying anything until finally it's too late and the police get this information. Now, maybe the health teacher in this case really did innocently put this assignment together, or maybe
it's
she
a
was
good
asked
idea.
To.
It's a good idea to go through and throw away expired medications, especially highly expired medications. It's easy for people to kind of, you know, end up with stuff. I've got pigs, and somebody cleaned out their freezer recently. There's dates on these vegetables from the mid-90s. They've had these things in their freezer for going on.
Oh, 20 years.
20 years. It's crazy. And so, yeah, I mean, yeah, they, I'm sure they've got something in their medicine cabinet that's just as horrifying, right? It's a good idea to go through and clean that out. That's not my complaint here. But the conspiracy theorist in me says, this is them running something up a flagpole to see who will salute. And fortunately, these parents had a fit about it.
Right.
But who knows, you know, who knows how many times this has been done before, where this information has ended up.
This story out of KSL.com in Salt Lake City says this was a junior high school. At the top of the assignment, explained how a major reason for drug abuse in Utah County is people aren't safely disposing of medications. The instructions ask the student to go home, look in their medicine cabinets, and report back the names, what they're being used for, and if it's still being used. And none of these students would have known that they'd essentially would have been snitching on their own parents
right.
in this instance. And thank goodness some of the parents realized this, the danger of this, and spoke out.
And this is what I was told when, you know, in the mid-1970s, when my mom's driving me around in the Cutlass with the Cabrio top thing, you know, when they used to actually just glue fabric to the top of cars. And I was asking, well, what's it like in Russia? You know, the Soviet Union was the bad guy back then.
Right. Cold War.
And specifically, the thing she told me that was bad about the Soviet Union was they would turn their kids against their parents by doing things like this.
Well, now look,
I don't know.
It's important to point out here that, okay, let's take this at face value and believe that the health teacher here really didn't know that this was a bad thing, and she just really wanted the kids to inventory their medicine cabinets, and it was an innocent assignment. And let's believe that, you know, it wasn't handed down on high from the Department of Homeland Security. Well, we do know that as part of DARE class, that students in the government schools have absolutely been asked, elementary age students, because I remember when I started DARE, it was in fifth grade, and from what I understand it, they've started doing it earlier years. I don't know if that's true or not, but you're fairly young when you get into your first DARE class.
Yeah, well, you don't want to catch them after they've done drugs.
Right, and so they'll actually encourage the students in DARE class to tell on their parents. If your parents are using marijuana, please tell us. We want to get them help.
Yeah. And what help looks like is a jail cell. It's a room with right. bars on it. And that'll help them a lot. Yeah. It'll help you into a foster home or grandma and grandpa's house if you're lucky. I mean, this is horrifying. Consider that there was a story recently, about 3 weeks ago, where a child, I think the story is about 3 weeks ago, might have been slightly more than that, a child was taken away from their family because the father smoked pot, and I think it was Colorado or Washington where it was legal.
Oh, no.
I remember that was an interesting part of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And the child was taken away for that reason, put in a foster home, and the foster parent killed her.
Ugh.
Abused her to death.
That's horrifying.
Now, no, the DHS, Department of whatever kids, the DCS.
Yeah, whatever.
Department of Family Services or whatever it is. That organization receives money for every kid that they manage to place somewhere.
Mm.
The foster parents get money. There's just money moving all around when they keep people's kids away. I'm not going to call it a kidnapping industrial complex, but it's getting there. And in this case, some kid was murdered because her father smoked pot.
Yeah, that's crazy. You're welcome to share with us how you feel at 855-450-FREE. I mean, could anybody listening actually support kids going home, inventorying their parents' medicine cabinet, and bringing back that information to the school to be used in whatever way? Because I can't imagine there would be many people out there who do, but, you know, there are some drug warriors out there. I mean, and if you are a drug warrior, I know you probably won't be calling in, but we'd love for you to at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. If you are a drug warrior, you know, let us know how you feel about encouraging kids to snitch on their parents. think that's a healthy thing to do? Let's break up some families in the name of the war on drugs. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL, or excuse me, the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever you want on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. There's more coming up. Oh, and join us on Skype at lrn.fm. That's our username there. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt? That, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us here on the phones at 855-453. We're talking about kids in government school encouraged to snitch on their own parents. Now, they say in the story out of Utah, Mark, that you were sharing earlier, it's different sources. I've got one from KSL.com. But they say that it was an accident, that this wasn't some sort of plot to try to reveal the medicine cabinets of the kids' parents, but that was what they were asked to do. They were asked to go home by their health teacher and inventory their parents' medicine cabinets, writing down what's in there. Is it FDA approved? What's the expiration date on it? What names are on the bottles? All kinds of information they wanted to collect. And now the school is backing away saying, whoa, we didn't know this was happening. The health teacher came up with it on her own. And I don't know if I believe them, but nonetheless, it's a disturbing development.
Yeah, what I want to know is, do you believe the story? Do you believe
that it's fault or that it was a mistake?
Do you believe it was a mistake and the school's backing away from it because they didn't have anything to do with it? Or do you think they're backing away from it? Ho, ho, ho.
We got caught.
Thank God we put this teacher out there to take the bullet. I don't know the answer.
Good question. Our toll-free number, if you'd like to speculate, 855-450-FREE.
But you can go to coffee.freetalklive.com and load up on some legal drugs. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. We will give you a free pound of coffee. You sign up for the subscription. You can cancel it at any time. It's delicious, shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. This is among the best coffee you have ever tasted in your life. I guarantee it. Go check it out, coffee.freetalklive.com. What's different about BuzzBox Coffee, because you can find high-end coffee on the Internet, or likely if you live in a major metro or whatever, you can get high-end coffee somewhere in your city. What's different is that they give back to us so that we can give to Kiva.org a percentage of the profits. And we're able to help people around the world get microloans in order to get themselves out of poverty. Now, I believe the only way you're going to be able to get out of poverty is to work your way out, to get something, to have something that you've earned yourself. That's why I love the idea of microloans. And, the individual knows what they need in their life far more than some big company. Coffee.freetalklive.com if you believe like I do and want to help people up out of poverty. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
So you can speculate if you'd like, but I think the larger question here, Mark, about the medicine cabinet story where students were sent home with the suggestion, the homework assignment, that they had to inventory their parents' medicine cabinet, whether that was or was not a mistake. We know that in things like DARE class that young students, as young as elementary school, have absolutely been encouraged to tell on their parents for smoking cannabis. And do you think that it's a good thing to encourage kids to snitch on their own parents? We'd love to hear from you if you advocate that snitching. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Vinny. He's listening in Virginia to WNIS. Hey, Vinny.
Hi. I just wanted to say that, first of all, I do not agree, obviously, with kids being told to snitch on their parents for smoking something that is less harmful than cigarettes and alcohol. Aside from that, I just wanted to say that I believe that this health teacher was probably, I'm kind of torn. I think that maybe she was doing it on purpose. You have to be pretty dumb to do that. So I think it was kind of on purpose, actually. But I just wanted to say to all those people out there that are listening, if you're a Republican, you voted for this. You know what I'm saying?
You think that the Republicans are behind this? I mean, Al Gore and Tipper Gore?
No. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the war on drugs was originally a Republican invention.
Well, it was Nixon's invention, but hold on just a second. Bill Clinton added police into the war on drugs mix in the 90s.
I'm not saying, and then what I was going to say after that was that it was Democrats as well. So, but what? My message is,
so if you voted for Democrats or Republicans, this is what you voted for, is what you're trying to say?
You reap what you sow. Exactly.
That's right. I will agree with you on that statement. I'm not going to lay this entirely at the door of Republicans. I'll give you 65-35 just for kicks.
I'm not saying that it's all Republicans. I'm saying that it was initially Republicans. So these Republicans can't say, oh, it's those damn liberals again taking away our rights.
Yeah, you know that much is true.
So, if you vote libertarian, if you don't want to have your family getting taken away,
for smoking pot and, you know, people getting life in prison for buying marijuana.
Yeah, it's too bad the Libertarians can't get more than 3% in a three-way race. Yeah. But, Vinny, thanks for your call tonight, except in New Hampshire.
Well, they look really good in Florida right now. Florida has it's crucible because you can see that they really have two crap sandwiches. They have two governors that they've already had as governors. They know how bad these guys are.
That's true.
And
one of them was a Republican who changed to a Democrat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so he's, you know, just, you know, distasteful as he could possibly be. I'm never going to like the guy. I went before him to get a pardon for, you know, a crime so that I could vote in the state of Florida, and he turned me down. So I'm never going to like that guy, Charlie Crist. But and I don't like Rick Scott either. But this guy Wiley that they have running in
the Libertarian.
Yeah, Libertarian in Florida, he's looking to, at this point, looking at 10%, 10%...
wasn't enough to get him in the debate, apparently.
No, it always is that way. They want to keep the Libertarian out every time. But if he manages to get... all you have to do is get 34% at that point in a three-way race.
Mm.
So he's not that far from it.
Well, that's very optimistic, Mark.
I don't think he's going to get it. But I mean, I like the guy, and he's really articulate. If I was in Florida, I would vote for him. And here's the reason. Because people are always like, well, this is a really important election. I've got to put my vote out there. No. Look, mathematically, you have one vote. And if you're talking about 100,000 people voting in the state of Florida, I think there's 21 million, something close to that. If you're talking about 21 million people potentially can vote, your one vote, you have the chance of win- it's like winning the lottery that your vote is going to make a difference. I'm not going to say it's not going to count. I'm going to say it's not going to matter. Because if, you know, Charlie Crist wins or loses by 10,000 votes and you vote instead for you can pull it out and put your vote on Wiley instead, then he wins or loses by 999,999. It just doesn't matter.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Kyle is in Wisconsin. Kyle, where are you at tonight in Wisconsin? With Kyle in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I'm driving home right now from work.
Cool.
I was listening to your radio, heard about the little kids going to snoop on their folks, and I'm more conservative. Most people probably call your show, but that teacher needs to go back, take a history course, and find out about the Hitler Youth Movement in Germany.
Now, what about it? I mean, how does that relate?
Well, you know, the Hitler Youth were encouraged to spy on their parents, tell them if they were deviating from the party line, and it's just a small step from looking at mom and dad's medicine cabinet to taking the next step and saying mom and dad said a bad thing about whatever party wants to manipulate it. You know,
absolutely.
So let me give you a little trouble here. We know that they do this in DARE class, right?
Okay.
And it's a nation of laws, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to have laws, you might as well have everybody enforcing them, shouldn't you?
Okay, you should have people enforce the law, but also there are constitutional protections against wives testifying against husbands and other members of the family testifying against people within their family.
Yeah,
and
I think so.
The kid isn't old enough to know that he's protected from...
then he's the best recruit out there.
Hang on. Kyle, thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. There's more coming up.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You just dial in toll-free here. Bring up whatever you'd like at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free and brought to you by ProXPN. What is ProXPN? Well, it's a global virtual private network. And if you care about privacy online, it's a tool that you need to have in your inventory. In fact, it's really useful. You connect to ProXPN. You can do it for free. Just download their software at proxpn.com/FTL. You can get it for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, even Linux. You can get it set up with Linux. It's a little bit of different setup with Linux, but it's actually pretty easy to do. I've actually gone through the steps. So proxpn.com/FTL. You get their software, get connected, your internet connection becomes encrypted, meaning your internet service provider will not know what you're doing online anymore, and they're probably spying on you. They're probably logging all of the websites you visit, all of the search terms that you're entering. They may be keeping those logs in some cases for as long as 5 years. So you can stop that from happening tonight by going and getting ProXPN at proxpn.com/FTL. As I said, you can get started for free, but you're going to want to upgrade to their premium account where you get the unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can connect to. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. Do it all for about $5 a month. Actually, a little bit less than that. If you use code FTL50, FTL like Free Talk Live, 50, the number 50 as in 50% off of the price of the annual account. And that discount is good, by the way, for the lifetime of your account. So go and get signed up at proxpn.com/FTL. If you've got Bitcoin, you want to pay with Bitcoin, you'll save even more. You'll save 62% by using code FTLBTC on the annual account there and paying with Bitcoin. So ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits, and you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. So go to proxpn.com/FTL and use the code FTL50 or FTLBTC and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Young people in junior high school sent home by a health teacher, told to inventory their parents' medicine cabinets. Parents got upset, rightfully so. This is incredibly an invasive thing to do, and it could set them up for felony charges. If you've got, I'm not a lawyer, but it's my understanding that if you've got expired medicine in your medicine cabinet that is controlled medication, if you've got medicine that does not have your name on it, then you could be looking at felony charges. You could be looking at, I remember they put a guy in a wheelchair in prison for 25 years in Florida over that. Before. So they take it very, very seriously, and they're essentially asking their kids to put their parents into that position. Now, the school said...
Doesn't this make sense? I mean, when you make a government school, and the government is trying to throw people in jail for having the wrong items in their medicine cabinet, why in the world wouldn't the government school try to get to find out information as to whether or not you're raising the kids in an evil, terrible environment?
Well, that's why it's plausible to me that this was a purposeful thing. The school saying, oh, we didn't know. This is not good.
They're already doing it in their class to some extent.
That's why I suspect that this is something that was coming down from on high. But even if it wasn't, they are doing stuff like this in their class, and I'm wondering how you feel about it. Let's go to Ken in Wisconsin. Ken, where are you calling from in Wisconsin tonight?
Wisconsin Dells.
Okay, don't know where that is, but welcome to Free
Talk Dells.
To Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, I'll try and be brief because there's a lot here. I listened to a KGB defector 30 years ago, and he described conditions in the Soviet Union at the time as that everyone informed on their neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the culture that they had cultivated, that everybody was informing on each other, and that's what this reminds me of in that regard.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's kind of the idea. In Soviet Union, we're all comrades. We're all part of the government. We're all in this together. And when you're not following the rules as the rules are laid out, then you're not doing it. And I hear this kind of thing all the time. I mean, what does we the people really mean?
Right.
It means that this is a government of the people, by the people, for the people. It's the same kind of concept.
Well, and is there really any difference between, snitching out your neighbor for the good of the party or snitching out your neighbor for a $50 bounty? I mean, because that's what the difference is in the United States. I don't know if you remember, there's actually another story that came to mind here that's very relatable to this. It was a few years ago now, Mark. I don't know if you remember this one, where the students were sent home with the suggestion that they find things wrong with their neighbor's yards. Zoning violations.
Right. They were, while you're walking home from school on the bus, you might as well take a look at your neighbor's yards and see whether or not they need a good clipping.
Ken, continue your thoughts.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
One more thing then. This happened in a sense to a doctor friend of mine. Now, it's illegal in our country to treat people for cancer with any other method other than an ADA approved or AMA approved. And he was treating people successfully with things he knew worked for him. And so he got raided, office raided, all his patient files taken by the team that arrested him. And then they sent out letters. The DA sent out letters to every one of his patients, hoping someone would give an accusation they could nail him on.
Mm.
And so it's a reverse thing where they were fishing for something from every family. This is where they sent letters out to everyone trying to get someone to provide evidence. Because what are you going to do? Tell a guy you shouldn't help people? No, they had to find some technicality to nail them on.
Disturbing. Ken, thanks for sharing the story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You know, snitching, it's become fairly common in this society. And
well,
look,
they have they tell you to snitch on your neighbors, will give you money.
That's one thing I wanted to point out here before we continue with your calls. I remember driving into New York City with you, Mark, and we go to a talk radio conference there every year, and there's usually some billboard up that gives you a phone number and, do you know where there's a gun in New York City? Call this number and you could earn $1,000 for snitching out your neighbors or family or whoever. We don't care. Snitch them out and you'll get paid.
Yeah.
Now, in a down economy, now it's tempting enough just on any old day to collect $1,000 for making a phone call. It's tempting to the average person, I think, enough. But when times are tough, it makes it even more of an incentive. If you're having trouble paying the bills, you're having trouble making the rent payments or whatever, and then you know that you can snitch out your, you know, the brother you don't like or something like that because he's got a gun and you know it.
Might take you a little while to come to that conclusion. You see the billboard on the side of the road. You think, well, you know, I know that Jim's got a gun in the house. And then, you know, a couple of months later, things are getting really tight. And then you think, oh, yeah, I could get a grand this way.
I mean, that's not okay. I'm not advocating this at all. I'm just pointing out that that's in a tough economy, it makes snitching more likely than it otherwise would.
I think that this is what America's coming to. It only makes sense with all the laws, more laws than one single person can read in four lifetimes. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding. That's the math. Four lifetimes to read the laws. And
what was that, eight-hour days if you sat down?
I think it was 10-hour days, but I don't know. The numbers were incredibly high.
Let's go to Mike. He's also in Wisconsin, the Madison area, listening to WXXM. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Welcome.
Hi. In response to the stuff about the teacher with this assignment, I think you guys are way off base. Way off
Why?
Base.
Which base are you referring to?
To suggest that that a public school teacher has nothing better to do than to in a you know whatever KGB way try and find drug violations in their students' homes, and we're talking about expired medication, which it's not illegal to have expired medication.
Actually, I believe that it is.
Okay.
Certain types of medication, I believe that's true. That if you have expired hydrocodones or something like that, that could be illegal.
All right. I've never, ever heard of anything like that.
It's also true that if you have somebody else's medication in your medicine cabinet, i.e. like, you know, your grandmother's or something like that, with a different name on it, then that's also illegal, from my understanding. I'm not a lawyer, but that's what I understand about it.
Sure. Well,
and I'm not saying the teacher didn't have anything better to do, Mike. I'm suggesting that this could have been something she was told to do.
Yeah, well, the thing is, in my opinion, is probably just a very misguided lesson on expired drugs.
Probably. It probably is, but what about when the...
Because that's the health concern, is that if you take expired meds or have them lying around for children to take or find or experiment with, and that's logical. Like, it's obviously not in good taste or not considerate to...
Sure, but what about the D.A.R.E. class where they are definitely telling their kids to snitch on their parents? How do you feel about that?
No, I went through D.A.R.E. and I mean, it was silly, but they never, ever...
One D.A.R.E. class.
When did you go through D.A.R.E.? Hang on, we'll let you continue in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
The event you've been waiting for is here. Lumber Liquidators, 3rd Annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. It's your chance to get first quality, full warranty, direct from the mill flooring at unbelievable closeout prices. Like oak laminate for an incredible 19 cents a square foot. And pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for just $149. Plus beautiful bamboo for 63% less than other stores. Take advantage of our 20 years of savings with 20-month special financing. And get even more unheard-of flooring deals in our stores. Fall Flooring Yard Sale is Thursday through Monday only. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered word longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype in to the program here. And, again, you can bring up anything you want. We are talking about the Snitch Society. There's been apparently an assignment in a Utah school, a junior high school, sending the students home to raid their parents' medicine cabinets and write down what medicines are in there, whether they are FDA approved, whether they are expired, whether they are assigned to someone who lives in the household, that kind of stuff. School board backed down. They said, whoa, we didn't know this was happening. We're sorry about this. We definitely didn't mean to do this. We didn't know the teacher was going to do this, etc. Our speculation on the show is that maybe they did know this was happening. Maybe this was something that was ordered from the folks in law enforcement, Department of Homeland Security. Now, Mark, you found some sort of article that claims that having expired medications is not illegal, but that's just their opinion. It's just a legal opinion.
It's a legal opinion. I mean, it's the first thing I've seen on it. I've heard elsewhere something else, but that doesn't matter. This is what the Internet yields, and the Internet basically says that you can have expired oxycodones as long as they're in your name, but you better have the bottle.
Now, that's definitely true that having somebody else's prescription medication is a felony charge, from what I understand.
Maybe a dead relative?
Whoever.
Well, I mean, these things happen. I know. I've seen a medicine cabinet of a person that I know that has oxycodones from a dead relative in it.
Let's go to Mike. He's back on with us here. And one thing is definitely true. Maybe you think this was an innocent mistake by a health teacher. It's definitely true that in DARE classes, they have absolutely encouraged kids to turn their own family members in if they are drug users, even marijuana users. Mike in Wisconsin disbelieves that. You said it didn't happen to you in your DARE class. How old are you, Mike?
I went to DARE in the mid-80s, like the heart of the Say No to Drugs, Reagan, all that stuff. And then as a senior in high school, I actually taught DARE classes.
Oh.
And nowhere in the curriculum of me taking it as a student, and we're talking about the height of that hysteria.
Well, I went to high school in the late 80s.
Certainly not when I was a teacher. Did we ever issued any sort of things other than if a student of yours says, hey, I'm having this problem, to refer them to, you know, the school nurse, to the mechanism within that school that deals with those kind of things, social workers, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, Mike, but this is a very limited opinion that you have. I was in high school a little after you. I graduated in 1989, and we didn't have a DARE class at all. So I could take your stance, which is to say I don't believe DARE class exists because I didn't have it in high school.
Well, isn't it possible, Mike, that things have actually gotten more invasive and intrusive over time? I understand that you're saying that the war on drugs was at a certain height back in the 80s, but it hasn't let off. And isn't it possible that things could be different today?
No, it definitely is, but I think it's just a little bit hysterical to posit that's actually a tactic that law.
Well, it's in the news. I mean, it's been in the news more than once.
Do you know in Mississippi they're sending kids to jail for writing on their desks, Mike?
Well, that's Mississippi for you.
Yes, but Mississippi's in America.
I don't know things about Mississippi.
Well, you can say whatever you want. Texas, they're doing it too. You know, this is America, and this issue is nationwide.
They do a lot of
right, they're
stuff.
All stupid down there. I got you. Whatever your bigotry might be, the fact is, this is something the whole nation needs to deal with.
Right.
Thanks for the call, Mike. 855-450-FREE. Just to recap here, it didn't take me long. A quick Google search for DARE class snitch on parents, October 18th, 2010, just 4 years ago. Story from LAWeekly.com. It's talking about DARE class here and how it's made snitches out of children who have been taught by cops to turn in their parents. That's what happened in North Carolina, Matthews, North Carolina. It's a suburb of Charlotte where an 11-year-old elementary school kid brought in a few joints to campus and turned them in, saying they belonged to mom and dad. This, of course, was after the good officers at DARE, Drug Abuse Resistance Education, came to school to give their anti-drug lecture. Matthews police officer Stason Tyrell told WBTV the fifth grader did the right thing. Quote, even if it's happening in their own home with their own parents, they understand that's a dangerous situation because of what we're teaching them. That's what they're told to do, to make us aware. That's what they're told to do, to make us aware. That is what
the officer
said.
This doesn't happen. What are you talking about? I was in high school. It didn't happen to me.
That is what the officer said there, and that was in North Carolina. The dad, age 40, and the mom, age 38, were?
I don't know, black pot smokers?
Arrested on suspicion of marijuana possession and possession of drug paraphernalia, both misdemeanors. Dad, whose name was withheld by the television station, told WBTV, quote, it's no one's business how the 11-year-old got a hold of the joints and that, quote, I don't give drugs to my kids, unquote. DARE, of course, has been widely criticized as ineffective, a product of the Just Say No 80s, but the L.A.-based proselytizers carry on as if Nancy Reagan is still the first lady. What's ironic is that had this case happened in DARE's hometown, the parents may very well could have had a prescription for their weed, and the cops might have had to lay off. So there's yet, and that's not the only story. I'm pretty sure there's more than one example of this where here, you could have had this officer, what he says is the real indictment here in this article, because had that officer not made that statement, you could have made the argument that, that kid wasn't told to turn in his parents. He just thought of it on his own. He went to DARE class. They told him that drugs were bad, and he figured, the cops would need to know about it. But no, this officer makes it very clear. They tell the students to make them aware about their parents' drug use. So maybe things have gotten worse since the 1980s. Your thoughts are welcome. Michael is with us listening in Virginia Beach to WNIS. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, thank you. The problem's a lot worse than you're letting on here. You mentioned the case of a child that turned in her dad for marijuana, and then she ended up getting killed by the foster parent.
No, in this case, the father was busted in some other manner for marijuana, and the child was quite young, you know, maybe a toddler, certainly younger than two, and the foster parent killed her, so she couldn't have snitched.
Well, this is very minor that you're talking about, because the problem is huge. There have been thousands of cases like this.
You mean of foster parents abusing their wards?
Well, every time a father loses his children to divorce, and the live-in boyfriend becomes the new foster parent, we have a lot of kids killed that way, in addition to being sexually abused by the live-in boyfriend.
Well, certainly those numbers are higher. There's no doubt about it. But it's kind of a difficult conundrum, though. What do? You tell the moms that they can't date now that they've gotten a divorce?
Well, no. You tell the government that they can't make slaves out of the American male.
How do they do that? Okay? What specifically do they do?
You don't give them the right to take their children away from them.
Once you start splitting up households, where does the kid go? I mean, admittedly, women tend to get the kids far more than 50% of the time. There's no doubt about it. It's something like 90% of the time. But a lot of guys don't want the kids.
The reason we are suffering attacks from these ISIS-type groups that are rising up everywhere is because they see our style of child kidnapping coming to their community in the name of democracy, and they don't want it.
This sounds like a stretch.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the reason why terrorism happens in a lot of cases is because the U.S. government's meddling and bombing people in the Middle East. But thanks, Michael, for the call. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE.
There's religious extremism involved, too.
Yeah, I want to hear from somebody who supports snitching. There's got to be somebody out there, because so far we've just had a snitch denier.
Right. Like, this does not happen.
Right. That would never happen in our schools.
In Madison.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, he was only talking about in the 1980s.
Not in Madison in the mid-80s.
He hasn't been in a school in Madison in the last decade. So, you know, we've got evidence that shows the police are encouraging kids in DARE class to snitch on their own parents, and then their parents get arrested. Kids get taken from those parents, put in foster homes where they could be abused, maybe even killed. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. But, you know, anything in the name of stopping drug use, right? I know you drug warriors are out there. Would love to hear from you. 855-450-FREE. Coming up, some drug-related news with the DEA raiding some marijuana dispensaries.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com. Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build.
General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.